It's early evening, shortly after the close of our last episode, as newspaper columnist Jake Jacobson escorts his wife into the swank penthouse supper restaurant.
Oh, Jake. Hey, it's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mr. Mason said he wanted to dine in style, but I had no idea. Oh, it's lovely.
That's okay.
Jake?
You see Mr. Mason?
No. Well, I guess he hasn't come in yet. Ask the head waiter for his table.
Yeah, all right.
Oui, monsieur?
My name is Jacobson. We're meeting Mr. Perry Mason for dinner.
Ah, oui, monsieur. This way.
Do I look all right, Jake?
You look beautiful. Now, stop worrying, Helen. You're the wife of a successful newspaper columnist.
Darling, anytime anybody's wife has to walk across a room full of strangers...
Hey.
Huh?
Hey, look where he's taking us. This table near the organ. Are you sure this is Mr. Mason's table?
Jake.
Pardon, monsieur?
This is Mr. Mason's table?
But yes. He asked Monsieur Taubman for this table in this location.
Ah.
Will you order now, monsieur, an aperitif?
No, we'll wait for Mr. Mason. Well, don't look at me like that, baby. You used to be a newspaper woman.
So?
So you understand places like this. They serve some of the best food in the world, and they make a point of catering to celebrities, which means publicity.
Yeah, but Mr. Mason doesn't care for publicity.
Oh, maybe he's changed his mind. Oh, there they are.
Hey, doesn't Della look beautiful?
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hmm?
Get a load of Mason making an entrance.
As if he wants people to see him.
Yeah, well, if he wants publicity, he's made a good start. Oh, now he's waving at
him. Oh, there you are! Well, Jake.
Yeah, I saw you even before you waved at
me.
Hello, Helen.
You look perfectly beautiful.
So do you, honey.
Well, how do I look?
Swell. And we got a good look. I thought you didn't like publicity.
Is that an opinion or a question?
Then let me put it this way. How come you pick a spot where there's bound to be gossip columnists and get a table right next to the organ where everyone will see you and pause on the edge of the floor before walking to your table?
Oh, what a lot of questions.
Yeah, well, maybe I can answer. You want publicity, Mr. Mason.
Maybe.
What's the pitch?
Should we talk about it now or should we order and then...
Now, let's talk about it now.
Here's the head waiter.
Oh, we'll order in a few moments.
Oui, monsieur.
Jake, I want you to do me a favor.
If I can, Mr. Mason.
Well, we'll see. What I'm about to tell you is in strict confidence.
That why you picked a public place to tell us?
Hmm. You ever hear of Mr. Donald T. Wallace?
No.
I have. He's chairman of the Board of National Fidelity. I did used to be a newspaper woman.
Oh, sure. I remember now.
Mm-hmm. What about him, Mr. Mason?
Mr. Wallace is spokesman for a group of insurance companies. I have accepted a retainer from them. You heard any rumors?
No. Should I? You said this is confidential.
It should be. But a number of people know that I have been retained, and by whom and for what purpose.
Hmm. That's a good start.
Yes. Well, we're going to fix it.
What do the companies want you to do, Mr. Mason?
Break up a stolen car syndicate.
What? Well, they've got their own investigators and the police.
The police have been nibbling around the edges. The insurance companies are taking a beating because the stolen car syndicate has a gimmick.
Oh?
Yes, it's simple, but it's effective. The syndicate operates on two levels, almost as two separate organizations. First, there are the spotters and drivers, people who locate cars to be stolen, and the drivers who drive them away. For example, let us say that Jake here parks his car on a certain street. Say it's a model that the syndicate can sell easily. A driver is told where to find your car. He gets in, drives it away, leaves it.
Hey, wait a minute. Did I take the keys out of our car, Helen?
Mm-hmm.
Not that it matters. Those guys don't need keys.
What, Jake?
They cross the ignition wires, Della. Okay, what happens next, Mr. Mason?
Well, then the other outfit takes over. They take your car to a crooked garage, alter its appearance, and they sell it. Perhaps 1,000 miles away.
Yeah, so what's the gimmick?
There is almost no contact between the group that steals the cars and the group that takes over and changes the appearance and sells them.
Oh. So if a guy happens to get caught stealing a car, he can't give information about the others.
Mm-hmm. The first group takes all the risks.
Well, then why do they do it?
Because they're young, inexperienced.
Yeah, but just the same.
Jake, they're very young.
Kidding. kids?
Yes, now you're getting it. Kids out for a thrill. Kids who think they need extra money. Weak kids. And the kids are carefully instructed. Not many are caught. And the few who are can't give information.
Slick.
You mean they deliberately corrupt these youngsters?
That's right. Most of them. Of course, some already have records. Naturally, they don't operate in exactly the same way in every city. Oh, yes, they operate all over the country. But we have reason to believe that the syndicate headquarters is here.
Have you got a lead, Mr. Mason?
Yes. But my only chance is to operate in absolute secrecy.
Well, how can you now that the cat's out of the bag?
Jake can help me put it back. Can you plant an item in your column, Jake, for tomorrow morning?
Well, I can for the city edition, but not for the out-of-town papers.
Well, the local edition is fine. When do you have to get it in?
By midnight.
Oh, well, then we have time to order.
I want to know what the item is.
Oh, plenty of time for that after we order. Aren't you hungry, Helen?
Yeah, but...
Well, so am I. Oh, here comes the waiter now.
Meanwhile, many blocks away, a tall, well-built, very handsome gentleman enters the building of Consolidated Motor Sales Corporation. The handsome gentleman is Mr. Herbert G. Selby, president of Consolidated Motor Sales. Now, Mr. Selby starts to go to his office, but noticing a light in the office of his vice president...
Yes? Oh, it's you, Herbert. Why did you knock on my door?
I was being polite.
The president doesn't have to be polite.
And since it's after hours and you were alone...
My secretary might have been here.
I was fairly certain she wasn't. Your last secretary quit rather than work with you after hours.
You have a certain value to me, big fellow. We work well together. We complement each other. You do very nicely as a figurehead, big fellow, but... Remember who you are and who I am.
No offense, J.T.
I don't take offense. Well, why'd you come back from the country? You got something to tell me?
If you aren't too busy to listen.
Why?
I tried to tell you before. When I learned a group of automobile insurance companies have joined in an effort to break up the syndicate. You weren't interested.
I'm not now. The police have been trying for over a year. I've developed a perfect means of operation.
More than the police, J.T. The insurance group has retained a lawyer. Perry Mason. You interested?
I am listening.
One of my guests at the lodge is granddaughter of an insurance executive. I knew it. I made it a point to spend time with her. It was simple to lead our conversation to the question of automobiles and automobile theft insurance. The young lady happened to overhear a business conversation between her father and a colleague. Mason's name was mentioned in connection with what I just told you. Even a figurehead can reach certain conclusions. You know Mason's reputation. I thought you'd want to know.
Yeah. You did well to tell me.
I'm going to offer a suggestion, J.T.
Quit operating?
For a while. We're all right now. We're ahead, far ahead.
Stop, Herbert, because of one man?
One man named Perry Mason. No?
I wouldn't think of it. The nightclub, the garage, they're almost ready. Herbert, if the nightclub works as I think it will, we've only started.
But, J.T.?
No, Herbert, I've put too much time and effort into the preparations. One man can't stop me, Herbert. Not even a man named Perry Mason. Now, you don't need to tell me he's a clever man and brave. I know what he's done in the past. But I also know he can't stop me. If necessary, I'll stop him, Herbert. Know what I mean? I mean, I'll stop him cold.
Well, as you just heard, it's a very good thing Perry Mason is taking certain steps to protect his secrecy. But how can an item in Jake's newspaper column protect Mason from the cold, ruthless enmity of J.T.? Maybe you've guessed, but even if you have, there'll be surprises and action in the immediate future. So, by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?